Hello, signs of intelligent life. You're listening to the 2022 North Carolina Radio Play Festival on the CPF Radio Hour. I'm your host, Christian O'Neill. For this year's festival, we are tuning into the Multiversal Radio Network. You'll experience 6 science fiction stories, all about alternative futures, extraterrestrial beings, and science gone awry. Stay tuned for tonight's episode. We suggest wearing headphones for our next festival entry. Coming up next is Threat by Susan Stedman. We're about to tune into a reality merely adjacent from our own. Families and friends are isolated. People have to mentally and physically prepare to leave their own apartment. People no longer trust their loved ones. This is a world under threat.
Great cookies. I can't believe you baked...
Did you hear that?
No.
Are you sure? You didn't hear...
No. Are you okay?
About the same as everyone these days. Living like this. Only, I mean, we all face the same unyielding problems. But this is something else.
What?
I feel as if I've lost my place in the world.
Maggie, kids grow up and move away.
They used to.
It still happens.
It was safer before.
Still, it's the order of things.
But now? I mean, now?
Yes, even now.
I flinch with every noise. The house is all too quiet. And then, suddenly, there's a sound outside. Caroline, I wonder if I somehow drove them away. Was I just not brave enough? Was I too needy?
I'm sure not. I mean, everyone is needy now. You're probably better than most.
Feels like teenage angst all over again.
At least your face isn't breaking out.
Oh, more tea?
Thank you.
I feel shallow. It's as if all my depth has trickled away. I'm a sandcastle attacked by incessant waves.
Waxing poetic, are we?
The beach. Remember the beach? Sand in the sandwiches and young girls with perfect figures and kids digging with plastic shovels and burying their dads up to their necks.
Who's that?
It must be. I thought he... Coming. Help yourself to some cookies. I'll be right there.
Protect yourself.
Of course. Hang on. Oh, you scared me. Hi. You're back early. I wasn't expecting you.
Maggie, do you need help?
All under control here.
Got back from my trip early. And yes, I stayed safe. Look at me.
No outward injuries. No sign of blood, at least.
Is it a bad time?
No. Are you alone? Are you sure?
Safe, alone. No one followed me.
Let me put your gear in the closet.
Should I fix more tea?
Roger, you know Caroline, right?
Actually, no.
Caroline, Roger. Roger, Caroline. Roger was a university professor. Philosophy. Both Sean and Angie had him for class. Before.
I see.
You might say he was their mentor. He taught them critical thinking, helped them discover how to make decisions for themselves. A mixed blessing.
Ah, so I take it you've been away.
It would seem so, yes.
Is it safe? Away?
As much as one might expect.
But now you're back, all in one piece. So it couldn't have been too bad.
One would think.
One would think? What does
that... I don't like to dwell on unpleasantness.
I'd better go.
Oh, no, Caroline. You don't have to leave just because...
Please, don't leave just because...
Really? You don't have to go.
Yes, I do. It's best to get home before dark.
True. Stay safe.
Do you have everything?
Oh, yes. I'm well equipped. Got here in one piece, didn't I? Not a drop of blood on me.
Yes, but...
My gear is in the front closet. You don't have to see me out.
I need to lock up after you leave.
Oh, yes, of course.
And Caroline, it's not about the kids. At least, not just about the kids.
If you say so, we'll talk soon, right?
Just don't call.
No, of course not. I'm not an idiot.
Sorry, I've disabled the phones anyway.
Who hasn't?
She's on her way.
And she doesn't need help?
Caroline? No, she's very independent.
Still, a woman alone out there.
She's strong and, as you heard, well-equipped.
So they're really gone?
The kids? Yes.
Are you all right?
I think so.
When was the last time you checked the house?
Right before Caroline got here. Maybe 2 hours ago?
Would you like me to...
No. Not necessary. Do you want something to eat or drink? There's tea and cookies.
No, not necessary. You look well, but tired.
Not sleeping. I relax enough to feel heavy beneath the blanket, but then the noise, the dragging, the scraping, or worse, the lack of noise. Sometimes, though, I hear talking, even laughter from outside. People who think they're safe.
No one is safe, and it might not be people you're hearing. That's how they get into places, you know. No mysterious alien tools or even force, but these invaders... They are so subtle and yet so bloodthirsty. It defies all logic or explanation. Enough about that. Do you need to eat? I don't want you to feel as if you have to entertain me. Look, I can leave. Go home.
I remember laughing. Used to laugh a lot. But laughing outside? I mean, now?
Laughter is a release. Almost as good as sex.
You're not suggesting...
No, of course not.
You're kind to check up on me.
Maggie, I feel somehow responsible for your being alone here.
Well, don't. They're grown. They have conviction.
They're young.
But old enough, apparently.
Really, I should give the house a once-over, inside and out, before I leave.
You're leaving?
I could stay. I could stay and watch over things while you sleep.
I do need to sleep.
Let me, then.
All right.
Mom! Mom, open up! It's me, Sean! And Angie, she's hurt. She needs you.
Wait, Maggie, listen first. Listen hard. And if you decide to open the door, suit up just in case. Don't be fooled by the sound of Sean's voice. It might not be coming from him. Remember, they move about in pairs. You won't be able to look for blood, what with the window boarded up. But be as sure as you can before you unlock the door.
But I can't leave the mask.
Mom, let us in! Kenji is choking! She's bleeding!
If it really is your kids, let me go first.
What is the difference between morality and ethics?
Let us in! Angie is hurt! She's suffocating!
Who expounded the theory of pragmatism?
Let us in! Mom! Mom!
I said, who expounded the theory of pragmatism?
Roger, open the door!
Maggie, I don't think it's Sean out there, much less Angie. He can't even answer basic intro philosophy questions.
Could you? If you were hurt and bleeding?
You know this is their M.O. Their way of insinuating themselves into your house, your life. Perfect mimics of speech, but acting out of a vital force far different from humanity's. Flourishing in the game. And the blood...
Out of my way, Roger. I have to see if it's Sean and Angie. I can't leave them hurt and bleeding on the front porch.
Maggie, no, don't!
Mom, we need you!
At least suit up first!
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, the blood! Maggie!
Oh my God, the blood, Maggie! Oh my God, the blood, Maggie!
Oh my God, the blood, Maggie!
And that was Threat by Susan Stedman. Starring tonight's show was Celinda Tyson as Maggie, Joanna LaForgia as Caroline, L.M. Kerwin as Roger, and Sean Malone as Sean. Sound design and editing by Christian O'Neill, and direction by Natasha Jackson. The musical underscore was Reign Supreme by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.filmmusic.io. This recording is a co-production of the Cary Playwrights Forum and Creative Greensboro as a part of the 2022 North Carolina Radio Play Festival. If you want to hear more audio plays, visit the Cary Playwrights Forum website and find the CPF Radio Hour podcast page. There, you can find our previous audio festivals and full audio series. Tune in next week to hear the new short monster comedy, Lizard Licks, by Judy Dove, and the new sci-fi western, Love to You, by Larry Bliss. Be sure to listen to our previous plays, Bring on the Rain, by Jamie Baker Palmer, and Sticks and Stones, by Clinton Festa. Thank you for listening, and tune in next week to the CPF Radio Hour, your number one station for the greatest hits of the multiverse.